Okay. It's going to be a short shiur today. We're dividing till the end of the parak into 2 days. So we'll start the next parak, not tomorrow, but next day. So today we're just going to... We already covered into Samachei Amar Aleph. We're just going to cover about 3/4 of the way down. Okay. Yotza Kasri Shona. So the Mishnah says that there were 3 groups, and each group did the exact same thing as what the other groups did. Tana, he Nikresh Kasatzlonis. The ones who were in the last group, that group was called the Lazy Kas. Where it says, V'halo Sogi Dlav Hachi L'maisi, I'd have 3 groups. Somebody had to be in that last group, so why were they called lazy? My Havi Lula Nevet, what should they have done? Apuli Hachi, Bailu Rizruse Nachshayim. They should have been desirous themselves to be in the first 2 groups. And Achanami, somebody had to end up in the last group. But somebody who ended up in the last group was an Atsu, who was lazy. Kiritanya Rebbe Omer, Yekshel Olam Blobosim of Lobursi. The world can't exist without perfume makers and without tanners, which their profession is a terrible smell. Ashmi reinishum naso balsam oilo mishum naso bursi. And even though the world can't do without tanners, lamaisa, a person who works with perfume is a lot more well off than somebody who works in a tannery. The extra olam below scharm on the cables, the world can't get along without males and females. Ashrei mi shebonav zecharim, right? The person who has male children, so he's lucky. Oilo lemi shebonav mekevos, and they to the person who has to be the one to only have the girls. That's the simple meaning. For the sake of the women, there's a Meiri here. The Meiri says the world has to have men and women. So the person's lucky if he has boys, and they to him whose boys are like girls. Shebonav mekevos. Right, they to the person whose boys act like girls. That's already sissies. Okay, Rashi. Atzlonis with nation is atzolio sachron, because they were lazy to come late, so they what's it called? They're called atzlonis. Abahalo sogi glav hachi the mitzvah l'shalish kisos. There has to be 3 groups, so somebody has to be in that last group. So a person should be mizaris himself to be from the first 2 groups. Okay. Shalobar kimaseo bechol, but they used to clean the azora. Shalobaratzon chachomin. So one says shalobaratzon man. Who was this natural baratzon? Who was against them cleaning the azora on Shabbos? Omer avchis the shalobaratzon abaleser, where it's not baratzon abaleser. The E Rabbanan Ho Amri Shvusu, the ain't Shvusu Mikdash. Because Machlokes, what issur there is in washing the floors on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds an issur deraisa, and the Rabbanan hold that it's only a Shvus. So the Rabbanan who holds only an issur deraisa would hold its mutter to do in the Mikdash, because ain't Shvusu Mikdash. Mahi, what's the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabbanan concerning what's it called, washing floors on Shabbos? The Tanya, Echod HaCholev, V'HaMechabetz, V'HaMegabe, Kigrogris, a person makes, what's it called, he milks a cow. Or he makes, what's it called, milk go sour by putting, what's it called, juice, lemon juice in it or something like that, and he makes the solid separate from the liquid of the milk. Or Hamagabin, he makes cheese on Shabbos. The shear is kigrogris. Hamachabe, person sweeps a floor. Hamarabet, or he washes a floor. Vaharoda chalos devash, or he takes the honey out of a honeycomb. The shogeg, the Shabbos chayiv chatos, hezid, biyontif locus arboim. Div Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds all these things are isurei deraisa. The Chachamim, and therefore on Shabbos, if the Nesid Yechayev, what's it called, Shogeg, on Shabbos Yechayev Achatos, and on Yom Tov, if you're Nesid, you get Malkus. Rebbe Lezer, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim argue, Echadze, Ein Rele Mishum Shvus. They hold all these things, not all of them, but many of them are only Drabonans. Rashi. Shlomo Baratzon, Rebbe Lezer, the Omer Bi'alma Gabi Machade, the Hainu Dumya, the Hadocha, Ika Chiyuv Chatos. Rebbe Lezer holds that sweeping floors, and the same thing, mopping floors, on Shabbos, is a Chiyuv Chatos, Hilka Pamikdash, Keshikvar Nasa Tzorech Kavohasta. Therefore, in the Mikdash, this was not one of the things that was Docha Shabbos. This is the Raisa. There was no purpose for it. You could wait till after Shabbos. Hacholev Moshe Chacholev Min HaBehema, milking the cow, or any other animal. Mechadetz Manid Hacholev V'Osa Mimenu Chaditzim Shekolim Matuz. It's again, it's separating the solid part of the milk from the liquid part. Echod Zeh, the Echod Zeh Mechadetz U'Marabetz V'Rode, and the Chachomim argue on the second ones. The first ones they agree on Isidoraisa, milking a cow is Nefarik. The other ones are boner, cheese making, it could be bone, right? And even though ain't binyan to kalin, right? You're building on a kli, but that's because the kli can be taken apart. But once you make cheese, you can't take it apart again. So it's la'olam, therefore even if you hold ain't binyan to kalin, but you could have binyan in making cheese. Besides the fact there's somebody shown in Muhar, that's only binyan to kalin means building on kalin. But making a kli is taka binyan, so making cheese is like making a kli. So those are deraisa according to everybody. But the last ones, the last group, mechabed, marabeds, and rode the chalos, that's where Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim argue, whether it's an issa deraisa or an issa derabanan. Mechabed and marabeds for rode. Aval mi'idach lo kamre. The Chachamim didn't argue on the first three. The todos ab malachinim, they are all deraisa. Rebbe Lezer mishum hachi mechayev, choleg mishum mefarek, choleg yechayev because of mefarek, you're separating the milk from the animal like you separate the grain from the husks. Megade mishum boner, making cheese is like building. Mechadech mishum borer, and separating the liquid from the solids and the milk is borer. Vamatzniyah, merabe mechabed mefarish rasa mishum hashviya gumos. Rebbe Lezer holds that Merabetz and Mechabetz is also Chayiv because you smooth out, you fill up holes and you smooth over the ground, which is in the house, binyan, and in a field, it's choresh, it's plowing. And the Rabbanan hold, Verodim el Siva Yitbal Osu Beyaros Hadvash, compares honeycombs to a yar, to a forest, just like you're not allowed to detach a forest from the ground, you can't detach a honeycomb from the ground either. And the Rabbanan hold the last three are only the Rabbanan. And the way they understand Tosus over here says that Shaila is like this: what's stam? Stam when you wipe, when you sweep the floor, or you mop the floor. Are you mechavin to flatten it out also? So it's davar shemiskavin. Right? It's not a psik reisha. But since you have kavana, if you do it, it's what's it called? You're over nisa deraisa. And the Rabbanan holds time when you mop the floor or you sweep the floor, you don't have kavana, the dafka, to make the floor even. It may be, and it's not a psikresha. The male, it's only the Rabbanan. That's the way Tosus explains the machlokis.
In the way
the
mikdash, the floor was made of shayis.
Oh, so Tosus asks, right, that lechora, in the Beis HaMikdash, the floor is made of shayis. Right? It's your kasha, right? And he says, Enochinami, but in between the tiles there was earth. And that's where you could fill up the holes or whatever. So it was possible that even with sweeping and mopping the floor in the Beis HaMikdash, that they came to straighten out the earth that was between each tile. Okay. Another answer Tosa says is, there was no earth. It was a nice, flat floor. But if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, and on an earthen floor, right, then there's a reason to Aser on all floors. And it could be that kind of Shvus they Asered in the Mikdash also. A Shvus that was an Issa D'Oraisa somewhere else. Here, sometimes they Asered the Shvus in the Mikdash too. But according to the Rabbanan, that even if you mop a floor, it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. There's no purpose to aser it in a place where you can't smooth things out. In other words, on a marble floor, If it's asur midoraisa on an earthen floor, you can asur a marble floor onto an earthen floor. Right? And it could be even in the mikdash you do that. But if it's only an issur derabanan anyway on an earthen floor, so on a marble floor they would make an issur, the chlal. So that wouldn't be asur, surely not in the mikdash. That's another way of learning. Okay. Ravashi Omar, so therefore it wouldn't have been Shalom Baratzon Chachamim to clean the floor of the Azara according to the Chachamim. It's only in Shavuos. Ravashi Omar, Afilu Tema Shalom Baratzon Chachamim. Reb Nosani. Right? It could be that Shalom Baratzon, not only that Reb Elezer wasn't happy with it, even the Chachamim. And the Chachamim specifically is one of the Chachamim who argues on Reb Elezer, who's part of the bigger Chachamim, is Reb Nosan. The Tanya, Reb Nosan Omer, Shvus, Tzricha Hitiru. Shvus She'eno Tzricha Lo Hitiru. Even in the Mikdash, it's not that it was a blanket thing that they didn't answer Disurei Drabbanan in the Mikdash, Shvusim. It's only those Shvusim that they actually needed that they were matter. But things that were not necessary, they weren't matter. It wasn't that there was a free-for-all in the Beis HaMikdash for Gabi Shvus. Rashi. Ravashi Omar La'olam Rabbanan, Da'amri Bi'alma Nomi Shvusu. Even this could go, this mission could go according to Rabbanan, that washing the floor is only this of Rabbanan. Umasnis and Krib Nosan, Da'amar Shvus, She'enu Tzricha Lo Hitiru B'Mikdash. And the Mishnah goes like Reb Nosan, who holds that a Shvus that was not necessary, they weren't matter. Okay, the next piece, till the end of the parak, is all about what they did with that last cup of dam, why they had to do it, why it helped, or whatever. So we're not going to start it, we're going to leave it, the whole thing for tomorrow. We'll finish up in Nirtzah Hashem the Perek tomorrow, and then the next day we'll start with the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah, and we'll learn Samach Vav, so in 3 days we've learned 3 Amudim, but we split them up in a way that we don't leave everything hanging from day to day.